Jo was elected to Queensland Youth Parliament as the Honourable Member for Greenslopes at age 14. And I'm sure that you're better than some of the others that we've seen already, Jo. So not talking about prospective candidates, Ross, this morning, but Joseph has been a vocal advocate for young people since the age of 13, when he first addressed a forum of over 100 police and community service providers about the complex issues contemporary young people face. As a survivor of domestic violence and living in a single-parent family, Joseph has had a deep compassion and a comprehensive knowledge of those less fortunate. Joseph volunteers his time to feed the homeless, make blankets, visit the elderly, and tutor disadvantaged children. Last year, this year, 11 St Joseph's Nudgee College student was awarded the Pride of Australia Medal for outstanding community service. So how about that? Australia's in good hands. Please come on up and welcome.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for having us along. I probably don't need the microphone. Joe might want to use it. We've come along today to talk to you a little bit about youth at risk issues. And we've got a couple of ways that we thought that we might spend our half an hour. Certainly, Joe's got some information to share from a young person's perspective. We wanted to allow some time to perhaps for him to answer any questions, because sometimes not all of us have access to a 15 or 16 year old that we can kind of say, what do you think about this or what do you think about that? So it was a chance for you guys to ask some questions. And then I also wanted to just let you know about a new, referral process that I'm working on with the Queensland Police Service. And the whole idea is to sort of support families and young people that are having some issues and ways that they can be identified and linked into services in a really quick way. I might just hand over to Joseph to start us off. And somebody will be letting us know time, is that right? Fantastic. All right, thank you very much. You don't need that either.
Good morning, welcome to everyone. Thanks for the introduction. It was probably a bit larger than what I deserved. But nonetheless, today I'm here to talk to you all about the youth issues that, youth face every day. It's probably the busiest and most pressured time of your life, and it's really important that the people around us who support us know exactly what happens for us and how you can help us deal with it and support us. So just to elaborate a little bit further on what I was introduced as, at the age of two, I was a sufferer of domestic violence, and we moved about 14 times in 2 years, and we virtually just faced a lot of adversity throughout that time. As time's gone on, things have probably gotten worse with my father, and my parents separated, but I suppose I've tried to stay strong and keep to my own dreams and my own aspirations, and really now I'm kind of taking it the extra step further by actually doing it rather than just thinking about it. So when I was about 13, I kind of realized what I wanted to do with my life and how I wanted to sort of pick myself up. And what I did then was I moved on to community service, public speaking, debating, all sorts of other things. And Mum's been in a same-sex relationship, ever since I was four. So I've become used to that, and I'm sort of used to a same-sex life in many ways. And I think it's relevant for us as youth because we face sexuality as a really large issue, and it can often lead to suicide just for the fact that people are really insecure about what their family might think, and that's really sad that society's made it to be like that. But as I said, I'll touch on that further. So when I was about 15, I really started to get into politics because I think I've got certain aspects and views of life that I think need to be given a shaken up really in politics. And as Stephen spoke about earlier about gay rights, it's really poor at the moment, the state of it in our legal system. And one of my goals is to change that eventually, to be elected into parliament. And maybe even become Queensland Premier one day. So, So yeah, I really think it's important to our society and important to our community that that is changed, because a lot of people are affected by it. I know I am personally with my mum. Just not having equal rights, it's really poor. But anyway, now I'm going to move on to what are the youth issues that are faced today by youth. I think at the moment one of the largest issues is drinking. I suppose there's a real party culture around for people my age, and it seems as if there's a new thing called MySpace where you post photos of things you've done and people you're with, and it seems as if people my age think that if you've got a vodka bottle in your hand or a beer bottle in your hand, then it makes you a little bit cooler. And I suppose in many ways it's an Australian culture to drink, and that needs to be changed, because what it's doing is it's damaging people's livelihoods in many ways. What they do on the weekends is go out and get drunk at my age, and that can often spread into later on into life. And I think that it's really important for our culture to stop accepting that and stop encouraging it. So I think that as youth, it's a really large issue. And another issue is smoking, though the government sort of stepped in and given a lot of advertising around that sort of area to demote smoking, which it has done successfully. I think it now needs to turn to drinking, because our health system will benefit greatly from minimising the amount of drinking that takes place. And I think, as I say, livelihoods of teenagers will change dramatically. Also, drugs are another big issue, pretty much party drugs like ecstasy and that sort of thing. Again, on a regular basis for a high percentage of youth, it's something they do for fun. But fun can often be taken a little bit further than what it needs to be, and it needs to change. And I think CRIPAR, that Mum will talk about a little bit later, is out there to try and minimise the effects of it, and she'll elaborate on that further. But one of the scariest times that youth face is going through puberty, and I think as parents and friends, you would know that when teenagers start to go through puberty, they think about things like sexuality, their bodies are changing, and in many ways, they get scared about their body and their image. Things like nutrition, all sorts of issues arise from this. And really, us as a society need to change that, because at the moment, youth can't even come out about their sexuality, because the truth of it is they're quite scared. I had a friend last year on Youth Parliament. He came down to Brisbane. He was billeted. He stayed at my house. He was from far north Queensland in Mareeba. He was from an Italian family. But he was a kind of feminine sort of guy, and I thought he was gay the first time I met him. But he didn't actually come out, and he wasn't out to his friends and family. But on Youth Parliament and on the camp, he came out to me and said, you know what, I actually like boys. I find myself attracted to them, what have you. And he said, but I just can't come out to my parents. I said, well, why not? And he said, it just doesn't happen. As an Italian family, you know, we're all about family, and family can only be with a male and a female. And I said to him, you know, that's a real shame, because he said to me, you know, I'm myself while I'm here on camp. I'm Chris, I'm myself. I'm who I want to be. And I said, it's a real shame that you can't do that at home, because who you are here is a great person. And the fact that people won't accept him for who he is, it's just a shame. Because, as I said, he was such a great person, really funny sort of guy, and just someone who I really love being around. And it just really was sad to me to see that he couldn't come out to his own parents and even to his friends. And again, it's a societal issue where we need to change our views on what is acceptable. And one day I hope that people like Chris will be accepted by their family and indeed by the entirety of society. So I think that if we keep moving through the processes that are taking place at present, I think it will eventually change, as it already has in the past 10 years. And I think my aim, if I do get into Parliament, is to change that opinion of society, so that gay people and lesbians are both accepted in our society. The other thing about going through puberty and being a teenager is society does place great issues on you as a youth. Pressure to play sports, achieve well academically, have a great social life and all these things, and it's near impossible to try and get a balance. And really, this leads to a lot of teen pressures, and there's lots of services out there at the moment that are available to teenagers that they don't even know about, which help them through these times, which are tied in with CRIPA, and Mum will speak about that again later. But I guess who you are can often reflect your friends and your relationships, and it's quite difficult as a teenager to find the right friends and find the right relationships. And there isn't enough support to teenagers at the moment to really get a good idea of what's happening in the world and how to socialise and how to make good friends. So I think as a whole, what the lack is there's a lack of support for youth. In particular, there's a huge lack of support for gay and lesbian youth. There's just no awareness around it. And really something needs to be done. And CRIPA is going to do something about it. So I'm going to hand it over to Mum now, and she's going to introduce CRIPA and tell you a little bit more about it. So,
thanks very much, Jeff. All right, so just before we go on to let you know a little bit about this program, I thought what might be good is if we tested everybody's knowledge and see how much they know about young people. Okay, so if you've got a pad and pen handy, I'll get you to number 1 to 12. Now, normally when I do this activity with police, they get chocolates if they win. But, so I didn't bring any today. I'm sorry, we'll have to do with the scones and cream that were lovely for morning tea. Okay, so it's simply a true or false answer. I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and I'd like you to decide what you think the most likely thing is, if it's true and if it's false. The questions were developed on societal perceptions, so they might not actually be factual, but I want you to decide if you think it is what people think. So is it a true reflection of what society thinks, or is it a false reflection of what society thinks? So the first one is, kids who offend once will offend again. Is that true or false? So young people that offend once will offend again. Okay. Number two, young people who are homeless just don't want to go home. Okay, young people that are homeless just don't want to go home. Okay, number three. If parents or caregivers have poor life skills or are in with a bad crowd, it's likely that the kids will follow suit. Okay, parents or caregivers in with a poor crowd or low life skills, it's likely the kids will follow suit. Okay, so young people with schizophrenia / psychotic disorders have many personalities. Any mental health workers here in the room, they'll know the answer to that. Young people with schizophrenia or psychotic disorders have many personalities. Number five, young people today just can't get a natural high without using alcohol or drugs. Remember, very common societal perceptions. Now, everyone should get this one right. Number six, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender or intersex young people are more at risk of being victims of crime than their heterosexual counterparts. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender young people are more at risk of being victims of crime than their heterosexual counterparts. Okay, number seven. Higher rates of suicide and self-harming amongst Indigenous children and young people is now showing up at a much younger age. So what they're suggesting is that Indigenous children and young people are self-harming and or suiciding at a much earlier age than white Australians of the same age. Number eight, people with psychotic disorders are often homicidal. I like that one. People with psychotic disorders are often homicidal. Okay, number nine, over a quarter of suicidal people, including young people, have visited a doctor within 3 months of completing their suicide and went undiagnosed. So that means that they had visited a doctor or somebody that was a doctor in the medical system. They were having suicidal ideations, but it went undiagnosed. So it was missed that they were actually either depressed or suicidal. And it's saying a quarter of people. Okay, number 10. This one's a good one too. Young people with psychotic disorders are incurable. And second last, my personal favourite. When young people, especially girls, hang around dressed to kill in unsafe places, they're asking to get into trouble. And the very last one, number 12, possibilities of police engaging in helpful communication with at-risk young people is minimal. Okay, so possibilities of police engaging in helpful communication with at-risk young people is minimal. All right, let's see how we went. Okay, number one, kids who offend once will offend again is false. There's a certain percentage of young people that are recidivist offenders, but all in all, the majority of young people don't go on to be career offenders. An important thing to know, because when we're talking about young people at risk or young people that have run away or are dealing with issues of sexuality, unfortunately, offending can sometimes be a way of survival. That is a fact, but it's also saying that sorry, I needed you to decide if you felt that it was true or false.
We answered as society would
not for us.
So we'll just tick.
And we should have 12 falses, not 12 true.
No, there's some that are true.
Yeah.
All right. How about we just work through them? See, lucky I didn't bring chocolates for prizes. So kids who offend once will offend again, that's false, okay? Young people who are homeless just don't want to go home. Yes, it is a perception, but it's false. Most young people have a very, very good reason why they can't return home. Number three, if parents or caregivers have poor life skills or are in with a bad crowd, the kids are likely to follow suit, is true, okay? So parenting and how you actually parent certainly has a huge impact on a young person's life. Number four, young people with schizophrenia or psychotic disorders have many personalities is false, because schizophrenia, there are other, schizophrenia is often when young people will hear voices in their head, it won't necessarily mean that they have multiple personalities. Number five, young people today just can't get a natural high without using alcohol and drugs is false. Although a very common perception, there lots of young people do lots of things that don't involve alcohol and drugs. Number six, gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender young people are more at risk of being victims of crime than their heterosexual counterparts, we all know, is true. Many, many, many times more. And we often do, when we're talking to people, too often tell them that we don't just consider that to be a crime in the street. Can happen at school, at home, with family members, all those things as well are taken into consideration. Number seven, higher rates of suicide and self-harming amongst Indigenous children and young people shows up at an early age is true. Seven is the youngest attempted suicide in Indigenous communities. So it's very, very concerning. And I'll talk a little bit about, I don't know if you've had a speaker on Indigenous people and sexuality, but that's certainly a big concern when those two things are together as well. Okay. Number eight, people with psychotic disorders are often homicidal. Of course, it's false. You might occasionally get a person that has homicidal ideations, but that's not across the board. Number nine, over a quarter of suicidal young people had visited a doctor within 3 months of completing suicide and went undiagnosed is true. The sad thing about that is that GPs are given specialist training to identify suicide ideations and depression in young people, And unfortunately, more often than not, that they miss it, you know, which is really quite crucial for our young people. Number 10, people with psychotic disorders are incurable. That's false. There actually are some psychotic disorders that they are able to address and cure. So mental health tells me. I trust them because I don't know a lot about it. Number 11, young people, especially girls, hanging around, dressed to kill in unsafe places, are asking to get into trouble is also false. Being that we also say that young people, they say that girls actually don't have a process until they're around about 22-ish of actually being able to see long-term consequences. So they might get dressed, go out and get smashed with their friends, they're having a great time. They don't actually think about what might happen in the hour when they're standing alone waiting for a taxi. So there isn't that cognitive ability in young people to actually go to that next step. And that's where, you know, we play such a vital role in keeping them safe. With young men, it's something like 30. It's like 29 or 30, you know? I mean, there are, you know, mature young men out there, and I've met them and I know they exist, but I think it's fair to say that often, you know, young people that do get into stolen cars and do really silly things, they're genuinely in the police station later crying, going, I didn't think about it, and they didn't. You know, they didn't go over here to what was going to happen. So, yes, young men need special protection. Okay, last one, 12. Possibilities of police engaging in helpful communication with at-risk young people is minimal. And you can tell why that's there because I do a lot of training with police. Is actually false. QPS has also implemented some of what I'm talking about today, a lot of things that have actually been specifically to try and assist at-risk young people and their families.